Israel's defense minister has ordered his forces to leave the West Bank city of Ramallah, continuing a staged pullout from six towns that Israeli troops took over after the killing of an Israeli cabinet minister. The withdrawal order comes despite more violence in the West Bank today. Five Palestinians and an Israeli were killed in two separate incidents. Palestinians say all five were assassinated by Israel. They say three were executed after they were captured, and two were killed when their car exploded. Israel denies there were any executions. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israelis and Palestinians agree on how the first incident began. Palestinian militants ambushed an Israeli jeep south of Nablus and opened fire, critically injuring an Israeli reserve officer. Israeli soldiers shot back, injuring at least two of the Palestinians. But they disagree sharply about what happened next. Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, the head of the Palestinian Medical Relief Committees, says Palestinian ambulances received a report of injured men. When they arrived, they first tried to resuscitate the Israeli soldier. According to Barghouti, who spoke to the medics, they then asked the soldiers to let them treat the injured Palestinians.
The soldiers told them that, yes, there are two Palestinians injured, but they have to wait. And then after that, they heard lots of shots. And then the soldiers told them, now they are not alive. That's the wording that he used. And then they asked them to get to them, and they said no. They kept them for 2.5 hours.
Barghouti says one of the medics saw the soldiers stand in a circle, point their guns at the ground, and fire. He says hospital officials found two of the men had been shot in their arms and legs, and all three had gunshot wounds to the head. Israel television showed footage of the three men being carried out on stretchers. One of them had a white sheet over his body. The part of the sheet near his head was bloody. Barghouti says his office has investigated hundreds of Palestinian deaths in the past 14 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence. This is the first time the Palestinian Authority has charged Israel with executing men after they were captured.
This behavior of the Israeli army means they've reached the bottom. I mean, this is unacceptable. It's like killing prisoners of war. And if they reach that level of savagery behavior, then they've crossed all the red lines.
The Palestinian Authority called it an unimaginable and vicious war crime and demanded an international investigation. Israel strongly denied the Palestinian charges. Israeli Army spokesman Jacob Dalal called the Palestinian version of events a lie and incitement. He says all three men, members of the Islamist Hamas group, were killed in the exchange of fire. He says the Palestinian medics were allowed to treat the men immediately, but they were already dead.
We're dealing with very heavily armed group of three Palestinian gunmen. This was a planned ambush on an Israeli patrol. There was a firefight, and they were killed, and that's the end of the story. There is no story here.
In the second incident, two Palestinian militants were killed when a car they had received just today exploded. Palestinian sources said the two men bought the car from an Arab citizen of Israel after it had reportedly been stolen from Israel. Palestinians accused Israel of assassinating the two men and threatened revenge. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.